Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your entire physics course, electric circuits. Whether you love circuits or find them a bit tricky, by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to walk into your exam feeling confident. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Electric circuits are everywhere. In your phone, your laptop, the lights in this room, even in your heart. Understanding how they work isn't just about passing an exam. It's about understanding the technology that powers our world. In your GCSE exam, electric circuits questions can appear in multiple choice, short answer, and extended response formats. Examiners love asking you to calculate values, interpret graphs, and explain physical models. So we're going to cover all of that today. Right, let's start with the three fundamental quantities: current, potential difference, and resistance. These are the building blocks of everything in this topic. First up, electric current. Current is the rate of flow of electric charge. Think of it like water flowing through a pipe. The more charge flowing past a point per second, the higher the current. The formula is I equals delta Q divided by delta T, where I is current in amperes, Q is charge in coulombs, and T is time in seconds. So if 6 coulombs of charge flow past a point in 2 seconds, the current is 3 amperes. Simple as that. Now, here's something examiners love to test. Conventional current flows from positive to negative around a circuit, but electrons actually flow from negative to positive. Don't mix these up. Conventional current is what we use in circuit diagrams. Next, potential difference, which you might also hear called voltage. Potential difference is the work done per unit charge moved between two points. The formula is V equals W divided by Q, where V is potential difference in volts, W is work done in joules, and Q is charge in coulombs. Think of it like the energy given to each coulomb of charge by the battery. A 9-volt battery gives 9 joules of energy to every coulomb of charge that passes through it. And third, resistance. Resistance is the opposition to the flow of current. The formula is R equals V divided by I, Ohm's law. Resistance is measured in ohms. A useful memory trick, think of VIR as very important resistance. V at the top of the triangle, I and R at the bottom. Cover the one you want to find and the triangle shows you the formula. Now, let's talk about Ohm's law more carefully, because this is where many candidates lose marks. Ohm's law states that for a conductor at constant temperature, the current through it is directly proportional to the potential difference across it. The key phrase there is at constant temperature. A component that obeys Ohm's law is called an ohmic conductor, and its IV graph is a straight line through the origin. But not all components are ohmic. A filament bulb gets hotter as more current flows, which increases its resistance. So its IV graph curves, it's not a straight line. There are 4 IV graphs you absolutely must know. First, the ohmic resistor, straight line through the origin. Second, the filament bulb, an S-shaped curve where resistance increases with temperature. Third, the thermistor, whose resistance decreases as temperature increases. And fourth, the diode, which only allows current to flow in one direction. In forward bias, current flows freely. In reverse bias, virtually no current flows. Now, let's move on to series and parallel circuits. In a series circuit, all components are in a single loop. Current is the same everywhere. Voltage is shared. Total resistance equals R1 plus R2. In a parallel circuit, components are in separate branches. Voltage is the same across each branch. Total current is the sum of branch currents. And 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. Adding more resistors in parallel actually decreases total resistance. That's why your house wiring is parallel, so each appliance gets 4 mains voltage.
Now, let's talk about power and energy. These formulas come up constantly in exam questions. Power is the rate at which energy is transferred. The three power formulas you need are P equals V times I, P equals I squared times R, and P equals V squared divided by R. And for energy transferred, use W equals V times I times T, where W is energy in joules and T is time in seconds. Examiners will often give you 2 of the 3 variables and ask you to calculate the third, so make sure you can rearrange these confidently. One more topic that higher tier students need to know: resistivity. The resistance of a wire depends on three things: its length, its cross-sectional area, and the material it's made from. The formula is R equals rho times L divided by A, where rho is the resistivity of the material in ohm meters, L is length in meters, and A is cross-sectional area in meters squared. A longer wire has more resistance, a thicker wire has less resistance, and different materials have different resistivities. Copper has very low resistivity, which is why it's used for wiring. And finally, the potential divider. This is a circuit with two resistors in series, where you take the output voltage across just one of them. The formula is Vout equals R2 divided by R1 plus R2, all multiplied by Vin. This is really useful with sensors like LDRs and thermistors. When light intensity increases, an LDR's resistance decreases, so Vout decreases if the LDR is R2. Examiners love asking you to predict how Vout changes when conditions change. Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle. First, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks. Write the formula, substitute the values, and state the answer with units. Second, watch your units. Resistance in ohms, current in amperes, voltage in volts, energy in joules, power in watts. A missing unit on a final answer can cost you a mark. Third, when a question says explain, you must give a cause and an effect. Use the word because. For example, the resistance increases because the temperature rises, causing more ion vibration, which impedes electron flow more. Fourth, for IV graph questions, always describe the shape of the curve and link it to what's happening to resistance. Don't just say the line curves, explain why. The most common mistakes I see candidates make are confusing EMF with terminal potential difference. EMF is the total energy per coulomb from the source. Terminal PD is less because some energy is lost internally. Applying Ohm's law to non-ohmic components. Remember, V equals IR always works to calculate resistance at a point, but it doesn't mean the component obeys Ohm's law. And getting the parallel resistance formula wrong. Remember, you find 1 over R total, then flip it to get R total. Don't forget that final step. Okay, quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the formula for electric current? Answer: I equals delta Q divided by delta T. Question 2. In a parallel circuit, what is the same across all branches? Answer: the potential difference, voltage. Question 3. What shape is the IV graph for a filament bulb? Answer: an S-shaped curve. The gradient decreases as voltage increases. Question 4. What does the formula R equals rho over A calculate? Answer: the resistance of a wire based on its resistivity, length, and cross-sectional area. Question 5. If R1 is 3 ohms and R2 is 6 ohms in parallel, what is the total resistance? Answer: 1 over R total equals 1 third plus 1 sixth equals 1 half. So R total equals 2 ohms. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. Current is rate of charge flow. I equals Q over T. 2. Potential difference is energy per unit charge. V equals W over Q. 3. Ohm's law applies only to ohmic conductors at constant temperature. 4. In series circuits, current is the same everywhere. In parallel, voltage is the same across each branch. 5. Know all 4 IV characteristic graphs and be able to explain the shape in terms of resistance. 6. Power formulas. P equals VI, P equals I squared R, P equals V squared over R. And 7. For potential dividers, V out equals R2 over R1 plus R2 times V in. That's it for today's episode on electric circuits.
You've covered the core concepts, the key formulas, common exam mistakes, and tested yourself with a quick quiz. Remember, the best way to revise is active recall. Close your notes, try to write down everything you remember, then check. Do that a few times and these formulas will stick. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you next time.